Hello. Hello.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. This is Ruben calling from Local Splash. How you doing?
Ruben, did you clock in or did you not clock in, Ruben?
Yeah, I had to come in a little later today. I'm so sorry about the hassles there. Following up right now. Is it a good time?
Yeah, yes, sir. This is the perfect time, actually.
Oh, okay, good. Let me just pull this up. I understand you spoke with Catherine earlier today, right? Let me see.
Yes, I wanted to make an open phone or ring central. And I remember that before when I did it, they asked me, I made it for the clothing business and virtual number. So they asked me for a privacy policy on the website.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I told Catherine that I need the privacy policy, and then after they did the privacy policy, something was missing. No, not something was missing, actually. Something was added that shouldn't be there. So let me just double.
Okay.
Yeah, because they put a location is Columbus 1234, and then they put a random 614 number. I don't know who did it, but I told her and they fixed it now. Now we're good.
Mhm. Yeah. I don't see that there. So they probably did.
But Ruben, if you click on services, right?
Mhm.
And you scroll all the way down. On the laptop, I think, because I saw it earlier. You could see Springboro, Hamilton, all these city names, bro.
Let me check. Okay, give me a moment.
Check on a laptop.
Yes.
Because on the phone, I don't see it no more.
Mm-hmm, yeah, because I do see an update from our web developers earlier today, saying they updated that there, but I do see it still under the contact us. On contact us, not on services. On services, I don't see anything there. I'm looking at the different ones.
Yeah, it's serving Centerville, Day, and Fairborn, Fairfield, Hamilton, Huber Heights, Mason, Marysburg, Montgomery County, Marin, and Westchester.
That's in contact us, right?
Bro, Ruben, I be getting calls from outside the range, bro.
From outside the range? Let me see.
Yes. Why would I get Springfield? We canceled that Springfield long time ago. You know what I feel like, to be honest with you? If I ask you to do something, you pass it to the tech team, and then they just sleep on it. It's not you. It's them.
Well, let me look into this. Let me see what's going on. When did you get that call? Today?
Yeah, Springfield. Yeah, I go with my motherfucking face. That city is cheesy, bro.
All right. So, for example, today you've had 4 clicks so far. Now, all of them, I see they're tagged in Dayton. They're actually in Dayton. I see one of the searches that they clicked on was actually towing in Springfield. But it seems that it was done from Dayton. So we need to check exactly why it came up on the search.
I'll tell you why. Some people open their Google, right?
Uh-huh.
While they're driving on the highway, passing Dayton, right? They open the same tab again, but they change the search. It will show the last location they were at. And that's what I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it happens. It actually happens. So that's
so we need to eliminate the bro radius 20 miles max from my location, from my home address.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm definitely gonna add that as a negative keyword, right? Because like we said,
even if you do 15 miles from where I'm at, 20 is good, but I don't want it more than 20. I don't need people to call me from outside, like those cities, because the city that the area I'm at is people who's actually like, it's rare to have someone that don't have insurance, so they're gonna expect high prices when it comes to towing. But past 20 miles, it gets fucked up. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like the areas are like the people are cheap, and areas is not as good as you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, no, well, I'll definitely double check the service areas with our Google Ads specialist, just to make sure that we're not showing within, after 20 miles.
Even if you don't have to do miles, can you do zip codes or cities, zip codes, and that's it?
Yeah, we can certainly do zip codes too.
If we can do zip codes, I can do it with you on the phone right now. We search like Miamisburg, and then I'll tell you the zip codes. There is, every city has 2, 3, 4, 5 zip codes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can actually pull the zip codes for you. I mean, I usually get the map, and then I get the zip codes that are within that area. I mean, if you want to do the mile radius, we could do it that way. Or if you want to send me the zip codes, we can certainly do it that way as well.
You have a camera for the cars outside. 1 second, Ruby.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, Roman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here with you.
All right, four, you want to start?
Oh, yeah, just 1 second. I'm ready when you are, Abdul, okay?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
I got 45459, that's my zip code.
Mm-hmm.
45458.
45459, 58. What else?
1 second, Billy. Thanks, sir. 4, 5. Bro, it's not pumping outside. Is it 11? Should I put it back and then take it off? Okay, thanks. You're good. Okay, Ruben, zip code is 45305.
Mm-hmm.
And then 45440.
Okay.
Thanks, sir. And then... Four five four one nine four five four zero nine.
Okay. 4, 5, 4, 1, 9, 0, 9. What else?
4-5-4-20, 4-5-4-29, 4-5-4-3-2, we
already said that one, right?
4-5-4-3-9. 3-9, okay. You got 3-9, and then you got the 4-5-4-4-0 already, right? 4-0,
yep, uh-huh, I have it.
Okay. And then the primary zip code for Spring Motor is 4-5-0-6-6.
45066.
And I'll lie to you, those are the cities that I'm interested in.
Okay. So I'll,
yeah, like 3-4 cities.
In this case, there, this is an Azwood show exclusively in these zip codes here. I will go ahead and make the adjustments with my Google Ad Specialist right now so we can get them done.
Ruben, just for a reference, it's 5 cities, I think. Beaver Creek, Centerville, Kettering, Oakwood, Springboro. So Springboro, Billbro, and Billbrook. And then before I forget, let's add Austin Landing and Miamisburg. That's it.
Austin Landing and Miamisburg.
That's it. Because let me get you the zip codes for Austin Landing in Miami. Bro. 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is the last shot for day, and if this shit don't work, I'm going to Columbus.
Huh? Yeah. Okay. Definitely.
Austin Landing zip codes. Mixed by, why is not giving me the zip code? I think it's for, no. Yeah, it's the same, I guess. It's 45342. And then Miami is Burg, Ohio.
45342?
Yeah, 342, yes. It's Ohio zip code, Miamisburg has 45342, which is, you got that one, and then now 45343.
343, okay. Mm-hmm. That'll be both Austin's Landing and Miamisburg?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sounds good. So we can't get more specific than this, right? So I'll go ahead, like we said, talk with the Google Ads Specialist. Make sure the adjustments are done. I'll send you a little notification right now, and we'll just keep a lookout on where the ad is clicked on, okay?
Yes, and please stop those notifications that it keeps telling me that I gotta do the Google Business Profile, and it's, you can just cancel that. I give you guys every like a week or less, I get email and text. Please verify your Google. No, I don't want to do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, actually, we did change the package to the hosting only. Now that's gonna kick in this 12. Right, so it's just an automated message that is coming in, but starting this new billing cycle, it's not gonna be shown. Okay.
Okay, Ruben. Sounds good. do you know about Ring Phone and Sinsel, Ring Sinsel and Open Phone?
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. You said Ring Phone?
Ring Sinsel or Open Phone. I need a virtual number, but I know you guys provide only contracting number, right?
Yeah, I mean, we use call tracking metrics. That's the tool that we use. If you want to look into it, something similar. I don't know if you...
But can I get a phone number, like an actual phone number online, virtual, through an app and rings, and we transfer the contracting number using that, or should I just get one from Open Phone?
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with them. I mean,
do you guys provide actual phone numbers other than the contracting number?
Well, that's the call tracking number is an actual phone number, but it's virtual. So, you know.
I know, but you see, like you told me before, you have to direct it to another phone.
Yes, for somebody to receive it. Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I don't want to. There is online numbers that don't have to get directed. Like, you know, like you can have access through an app or something.
Gotcha.
Well, sounds good. That's all, Ruben. Just please make sure they take care of those ads and they make the adjustments as soon as possible, because I'm paying money for no reason. Like, the ad is going, but it's not going as, like, when I was paying $15, I was seeing better results, to be honest with you, or $10 a day.
Okay. I'll definitely bring that up to our Google Ads specialist as well, so we can just have a deep review, and we'll just make sure that it's moving on forward. Moving on.
Definitely. What's the budget look like?
Let me see.
Or the remaining.
Let me see. Okay, a moment. Right now we have $129.45 left.
That's 4 days, huh?
$129.45, yes. That's around 4 days. Actually, your billing cycle is on the 12th, right, which is when you would need to cover the $49 payment. And I mean, we can go ahead and check if you need to, you would need to re-up your balance, right, by that point.
Yeah. I think, I was going to try the last 4 days of having the $30 budget. If that don't go, I'm going to keep dating for $10 a day, just like how we started, and then open Columbus for $30 a day or $25 a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And yeah, I'll open give you a call to evaluate. I'll give you a call so we can look into that. Okay.
I think I have to secure Ohio before I secure Texas.
Yeah.
Columbus, the other day you put it in my head, Columbus is a big city.
Ah, Columbus
is the capital of Ohio. Yeah. Okay, Ruben. Yeah, let's give me a call on the 14th, or the 12th, we said?
Yeah, this Thursday, that's when it's due. Thursday.
Call me Thursday. I will talk.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll give you a call back Thursday then, okay? No problem.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Ruben. Have a good day, bro.
Likewise. You enjoy your day out there. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.